most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
It's a snow day.
It's Tuesday.
On the East Coast.
Yes, it is. It's a snow day on the East Coast. Everything damn near is closed on the East Coast. All the schools are closed. The airports, they delayed and canceled so many flights.
Now, I was supposed to leave. Let me tell you how they rerouted my flight. Because actually, I had a flight leaving today to go to Austin, Texas, to South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't cancel it until late last night.
Mm-hmm.
They said your flight has been canceled, but then they automatically reroute you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you how they rerouted this flight. I was supposed to land today. Instead, they made my flight for tomorrow morning, departing JFK at 7:59.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be getting into, North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham. Then I would be leaving from there and going to, where's the other stop? It was one more stop, and then getting to Austin, Texas.
So you'd have got there in 2 days.
So I basically would have got there around 4 p.m., but then I would have a 7 p.m. flight back. Does that make sense?
That makes no sense.
Because I was only going for one day.
Well, the weather's nasty. It's they said it was going to start like 12 midnight, 1 a.m. It was going to be nasty. It's not that nasty as of yet. The snow is coming down. Stay off the roads because they're still trying to clean and clear and make sure everything is okay. Now, I was supposed to do the club last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I was heading to the club, the promoter called me and the owner called me at the club. And they said, hey, Envy, don't come. I'm like, why? It's not even snowing yet. He was like, the strippers called out.
Wow.
That's what I said. Wow.
You're here at work.
Well, I said the strippers called out.
But let's be real. Was anybody going to the strip club last night?
Yes. It was the last party before the blizzard. So everybody was coming out. But the strippers, do they have a union? How did they just call out?
Strippers day off.
Strippers day off. I was pretty pissed. A day without a stripper, I was like, what the hell is going on? So there was only two strippers that was going to come to work. So.
Well, if you are planning to fly anywhere, nearly 6,000 flights have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure you check whatever it is that you have to go. You might be flying through some bad areas. Definitely, it's going to be a mess at the airports. Nearly half of those flights that were canceled were in the New York City area, but Boston's pretty bad. Philly's pretty bad as well. Also in Chicago, there were all kinds of car accidents because of icy road conditions. So just be careful wherever it is that you're going.
And if you're a kid and you don't have any school today, enjoy the snow a little bit. I was out there this morning walking to work because we stayed in the city. And I'm going to post a video in a second. I would walk up to cabs and race them down the block. Like I was a little kid, I would race them. I fell one time. That's when I stopped. I was like, you know
what? Wait, Envy, you were by yourself doing this?
Yeah.
You're super weird. I'm not going to lie. That's weird.
I felt like a kid. You never did that as a kid? Like you see the cars in the snow and you just start racing them and he was, no? Nobody else did that?
Has anyone in this room done that?
See, she did that. You did that as a kid.
I think that's a really strange thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, that's what I did this morning. I'm going to do it when I get over here, too. It was pretty fun. All right. Well,
there's no way you're outrunning a cab. Let's be clear. I've seen you play basketball.
I didn't beat him. All right. Well, tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed right now, 800-585-1051, maybe it's your birthday. Maybe you're just enjoying this day off.
Maybe you met DJ Envy last night and took a picture with him.
No, you definitely didn't because I wasn't there. And there's a picture circulating around the internet that's it with this guy that says, hey, I met DJ Envy. That's not me. I don't know who
it
that
looks
guy
like
is.
You.
No, that doesn't look like me.
That guy looks like he just raced a cab down the block.
Yeah, he does look like he just raced a cab down the
block. Let me find his picture
that
so
looks
I can
like
post
it's
it.
Me in maybe 10 years.
Wow.
No disrespect to the guy.
It sounds a little disrespectful.
Front page news next. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about the American Health Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like it's going to be too great of an impact here in the United States. Also, the wiretapping situation. Donald Trump has accused former President Obama of wiretapping him.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Riri. All right, that was Riri with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hold on. Charlamagne's not coming in today.
We don't know that yet.
Okay.
Maybe he got stuck in the blizzard. Maybe he got blown away. We don't know what happened to him.
Blown away? Come on now.
We don't know.
He's too thick for that. He's solid.
Okay, chocolate thinks him is too thick. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about this blizzard first.
Yeah, first and foremost, snow and more snow in the Northeast right now. Blizzard warnings have been issued in parts of 8 states. Mm-hmm. In the Northeast, parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine are under blizzard warnings. There's going to be warnings. There's heavy snow and strong winds. They're saying it's going to be nearly impossible to travel in many areas. And there's going to be between 10 and 20 inches of snow in those areas. Nearly 6,000 flights scheduled for today have been canceled. And additional 700 flights were delayed so far. Nearly half of those cancellations were in the New York City metro area. Of course, schools have been closed, so make sure you check and see if your school is open today. I'm going to assume not if you're in this Northeast area. And they're saying the snow is expected to accumulate quickly, poor visibility, whiteout conditions at times. So if you don't have to leave the house, don't leave the house.
Yeah, don't leave the house. Just enjoy your snow day. Stay in, or if you're a kid, just, you know, make a little extra money. Get the shovel out if you're in the Northeast and try to make a little extra money. Enjoy playing the snow. I feel so bad for my wife because she's home right now with 5 kids by herself. Oh, she's going crazy right now because there's nothing to do. So they're just running around, I'm sure, just bugging her and annoying her. And she has to have the baby. And then this one's hungry. Then this one's thirsty. Then she got to change this one's pamper.
You should have stayed home.
Hell no. I'd rather be at work.
You know, I said that. I was like, Emmy's definitely coming to work because he is not staying in the house today.
Because you're stuck. You can't even say, all right, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. No, nothing's open. You can't get deliveries. Oh, my gosh, I feel bad for you, baby. Now, let's talk about this wiretap stuff.
All right, so did our former President Barack Obama wiretap our new President Donald Trump at some point? At any point, Donald Trump did accuse Obama of wiretapping him. Well, now they're trying to explain. Kellyanne Conway talks about not having any evidence. Check it out.
There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern
sure.
life.
Okay, randomly enough.
So there was
so
no
is
wiretap.
She accusing President our former President Obama of wiretapping through microwaves that turn into surveillance
what?
Cameras? Here's what she had to say.
What?
I was answering a question about surveillance techniques generally. I was reflecting what people saw in the news last week, which were several articles about how we can surveil each other generally. I'm not Inspector Gadget. I don't believe people are using the microwave to spy on the Trump campaign. However, I'm not in the job of having evidence. That's what investigations are for.
What?
So wait a minute. So there's
shouldn't have said nothing.
So they're saying he didn't wiretap him. So
they're saying they have no evidence.
So they have to apologize. They have to retract that statement and apologize.
Well,
to
they
the president.
Still haven't. But
that's
basically,
bullcrap.
They have no evidence now. Presidential spokesman Sean Spicer is also talking about what's going on with this wiretapping situation because they still haven't said anything, retracting that statement. So here's what he has to say.
The president used the word wiretap in quote to mean broadly surveillance and other activities during that. And that is, again, something it is interesting how many news outlets reported that this activity was taking place during the 2016 election cycle. And now are wondering where the proof is. It is many of the same outlets in this room that talked about the activities that were going on back then.
Uh-huh.
I'm confused.
So you could just say anything.
So just say I effed up. I made a wrong claim. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, former president. And keep it moving. But he's not going to apologize, huh?
No, doesn't look like it.
Goodness gracious.
They should be forced to do that, though, for making these fake accusations with no evidence.
Yeah, that sounds pretty whack.
And for the American Health Care Act, which a lot of us have been talking about also,
mm-hmm.
They have revealed the numbers on who will be uninsured according to this new plan. The Congressional Budget Office estimates 14 million more people will be uninsured next year if that proposal that the Republicans have put forward
mm-hmm.
is enacted, and that number will jump to 24 million more by 2026 compared with the current law. And part of that is because there's no penalty if you don't have health insurance. So if you don't have it, there's no penalty, and that requirement will be one of the biggest factors contributing to that increased number of people who would be uninsured.
Okay. All right, well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you want to vent, call us up right now. Maybe you pissed off about this snow.
Maybe you're at home with 5 kids and your husband went to work.
Yeah, my wife is sick. Or maybe you had a flight. Or maybe you're supposed to go on vacation and the snow really effed up your trip. Maybe you're home and you don't like your spouse. Whoever, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
the Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm gonna tell you why I'm mad. For real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On the Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Zaya.
Hey, mama, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because my ex-boyfriend, who I have an order of protection against, has violated my order of protection. And we went to court yesterday, and he had his mother in court claiming that the child that I'm currently pregnant with isn't his child. Sat in front of the judge and lied, said that I told him to come over to my house, which I didn't. My uncle had to pull a knife on him, and then he runs off.
Oh my goodness. Well, next time he comes to your house, do me a favor. Don't pull a knife. Call the police. You're pregnant. You don't want to lose that baby, right?
Yes, he's actually in jail because he violated the order of protection yesterday by showing up to my son's school while I was picking my son up.
Wow.
This is a mess. I'm really sorry.
Well, be careful out there and do me a favor. Do not try to fight him. Please call the police. Lock yourself in your bedroom or lock yourself in your wherever you need to. Do not fight him. You hear me?
Thank you. Yes, I hear you.
All right. Good luck. Hello, who's this?
It's Jay. Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Why are you mad, mama?
Okay, so I'm pregnant, right?
Congrats.
And my husband knows, thank you, first baby. And my husband knows smells bother me, right?
Uh-oh.
I spent $100-something to detail my car. And what did he do in there last night? He smoked. So
no.
Now my car smells. Like, I was so mad. Like, tears came to my eyes. Like, you know when your eyes water because you just want to kill somebody?
Right.
Am I justified or should I just let him live?
No, like, no. So he was smoking in your car. Was he smoking cigarettes or weed?
Weed.
Oh, man.
He
probably thought he aired the car out and he didn't realize how sensitive.
Yeah, he probably thought he aired the car out. Like Angela Yee said, when you're pregnant, everything is sensitive. Yeah, he could have smoked in his own car. He probably thought he aired it out. You should just have a conversation.
Girl, let him have it.
No.
Okay.
You're already sensitive because you're pregnant, so you're already very emotional.
And then she broke down crying and everything.
Oh,
yeah. Just calm down. Have a conversation with, like, babe, you can't smoke in my car. It smells like weed. I'm pregnant. It can affect the baby. The baby could come out with three arms.
You should go take some poo and rub it all over inside his car and make him be sensitive to that smell.
Or you do that. Or you do something disrespectful like that. I'm not mad at that either.
How do you like that?
Now have a good morning, Mom. At least we made you laugh.
Thank you.
She's crying.
No, she's laughing. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Envy, what's up? It's Rick from Brooklyn.
Rick from Brooklyn. Tell him why you mad.
Yeah, so I want to talk about this whole Kellyanne Conway thing. How could you be in politics and not be in the business of having evidence?
I don't know. Nobody has any experience, clearly.
Yeah, we surprised. Their whole campaign has no evidence, has no experience, has nothing.
I know that, but we're tolerating it, right, Envy? Envy, we're tolerating it, right?
We can't do nothing with it. Like Barack Obama said, don't get mad, vote. And a lot of people didn't vote like they were supposed to.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Envy, one more thing. I know you got your always at the ears of the street. There's this R&B kid named Tony Collins. Check him out, man.
Oh, I heard of Tony.
That's my homeboy. You need to get on that early, man. You should have been on already, but so check him out.
No, I'm lying. I never heard of him, but I look for him, though.
Nah, for real. Look him up. Tony Collins, NYC. Check it out. All right, you guys are good. It's not that bad out, by the way.
Not yet. They're saying it'll get a lot worse.
All right, yeah, be safe.
All right, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. You know, this morning when I came to work, you know, it's snowing. It's pretty, it's nasty outside. I decided to race a cab, right? I don't know why.
Stop telling people this story, man.
I did it as a kid. I posted it on my Instagram.
Let me see this.
And I'm tired as ish right
now.
You fell and you're tired. Like, oh my gosh.
This is a silly idea.
All right. Now, if you feel blessed and you want to spread your blessings to the people,
maybe you're happy
right
you're
now.
Not outside racing cabs and falling and now you're tired.
You are correct. 800-585-1051. If you feel blessed, call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Listen
up. Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Damian. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana.
What's up, bro? Tell them why you blessed.
I'm blessed because I'm turning 30 years old, and I finally got through on a Breakfast Club call for a week.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday. Today's your birthday?
No, my birthday is next Monday.
Okay. What's your birthday?
I'll be turning 30.
What you doing for your birthday?
The Dirty 30.
I'm partying all weekend. I got VIP in different clubs and, you know, living life.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh, no, I'm single.
Oh, so you really... Okay, go ahead.
And one more thing.
What's
Envy,
up?
Don't tell nobody to send you requests on Snapchat and turn around, our stuff is still pending.
Nah, I mean, you said it's your birthday. I shout you out. What you want to hear? What you want to hear in the mix this morning?
Jay-Z.
All right, I got some hold for you. That's easy.
All right, right on.
Hello, who's this?
Right on.
Hey, what's going on? It's Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. Tell him why you blessed, bro.
Man, I'm blessed because 2 years ago, I was locked up. I came home. They had me on probation. I had caught a felony charge. Then I started working for Budweiser. Then I got locked up again. When I was working for Budweiser, I was only making $500 every 2 weeks.
Oh, man.
I got locked up again. When I got out a month later, I started working for Miller, the Miller Corporation.
Okay.
Now I make $700 a week.
That is popping.
What you get locked up for, bro?
It was a felony charge, a boosting charge.
But you still?
Nah, I was stealing high-end clothing, selling it in the street for low price because I feel like the high-end clothing is robbing us anyway. Oh, so I feel like I'm going to rob them and give back to the street.
So you were doing credit card schemes?
Nah, no credit cards. I was just doing straight clothes. I was supplying the hood with freshness.
So you were just going into the store stealing clothes and taking them out?
Yeah.
So you were boosting?
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. You lucky Miller and Budweiser hired your ass, man.
What kind of stores were you stealing from?
Like Neiman Marcus.
Ooh.
And
oh, okay.
Nordstrom's, yeah.
Hold on the line.
Yeah,
no,
hold
I'm kidding.
On the line, man. I know you to connect for something, man.
Come on, he's got a legitimate job now, Envy. He's stealing from Miller. Leave him alone.
You still stealing, bro?
Nah, I ain't stealing. I don't got no reason to steal. I make $750 a week.
All right, and shout out to everybody at Miller. I did a lot of stuff with them. They have good money.
What about some beer? You stealing beer?
Nah, I ain't stealing nothing, man. I'm on the right track now.
Well,
right.
We're very proud of
good
you.
Job,
see
bro.
How see how good God is.
Don't mess
yeah.
up.
Oh, definitely not.
All right, bro. Have a good one, man.
All right, you too.
All right, tell them why you blessed. 800-585-1051. Maybe you feel blessed. Hey, maybe, you know, you're happy about the snow. Maybe you're happy about the snow day. You didn't have any work or you didn't have any school. Whatever it may be, enjoy your day. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Get Out and the big numbers that that movie has made compared to what it spent. Not bad. Also, O.J. Simpson reality show. Are you ready for this?
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's a blizzard on the East Coast. A lot of schools are closed. A lot of flights are canceled.
6,000 flights canceled.
Give yourself a lot of extra time. I mean, it's coming down pretty hard. Coming to work today, I tried to race a cab. I didn't win.
I'm shocked.
But on the way home, I'm just going to try to race another one. I'm just having fun in the snow. So you guys have fun in the snow as well. And if you're a kid or you're a teen, this is the time where you can make a little extra money. You take that shovel, you go house to house, and you overprice for shoveling snow today. That's what you do. But let's get in some front page news. Let's talk. Get out.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jordan Peele's directorial debut, Get Out, has made $100 million in 16 days.
Wow.
That is huge. Guess how much it costs to make that movie?
How much?
$4.5 million.
Really?
Yes. So he's doing great now. Jordan Peele went and tweeted, "Thank you to everyone who's out there supporting Get Out. I'm humbled by this and so inspired to bring you more films."
Congratulations. Now, I didn't see the film, but I purchased tickets. I purchased tickets for it. I just wanted to support, but I didn't get a chance to see it yet.
So did you intend to go, or you just wanted to buy tickets?
No, I just wanted to support, so I just bought tickets.
So did you give them to somebody?
No. Mm-mm. I just bought them online. I just bought them just to support, but I was out of town all weekend long. I just wanted to support somebody, to support them.
All right. Well, congratulations. I'm sure right now he can do no wrong.
That's
so
great.
He can do any movie that he wants to do.
That's wonderful.
Now, O.J. Simpson is going to be getting out of jail soon, and they're saying if he's released this year, he's going to get his own reality show. They said producers are trying to get him immediately for a show. Several people have reached out, and agents and producers. Nobody wants to say who they are yet, but obviously, with the success of The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, and O.J. Made in America, people are really trying to capitalize off of O.J. Simpson.
I would love to see it, and I would love to see him talk about it, because there's no double jeopardy, so he can't get arrested for it again. He can't get charged for it again, so it would be cool to see his life now. I know he's pretty broke, so it'd be cool to see O.J. go down.
So far, he has served 9 years of his jail sentence, and mm-hmm. This parole hearing goes his way, he'll be out this fall. That okay. soon. So, a lot going on. I saw O.J. Simpson once in my life. I was in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I was in South Beach. I was at Prime 112, and he walked in.
Did you walk out?
With some white women.
Of course.
Well, no, I'm not going to give up my table because O.J. Simpson walked in. But people were going crazy at the waiter to drop drinks all over the floor when they saw him.
Was scared or were you just excited
no,
to see
people
him?
Were excited.
Really?
Like, so one drunk guy got up and went over to him and was just really hyped.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay.
All right. Rumor is that Tristan Thompson is still hooking up with his baby mama, Jordy, according to Bossip. Now, you know he's with Khloe Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
And they just recently celebrated his birthday.
That was a good segue to O.J. Simpson and Khloe Kardashian. Good segue. Go ahead.
But word on the street is that Tristan Thompson never fully has broken up with... Because, you know, she was pregnant, Jordy, while he got with Khloe.
Right.
And had the baby and everything. So, apparently, on Valentine's Day, she noticed that Jordy got the exact same roses that she did. Mm-hmm. When Jordy posted them. And she caught on to things. So, allegedly, they've been sneaking around. That's a difficult one. Imagine dating a guy who has a woman pregnant.
Right.
And then she has a baby while you guys just started dating.
I mean, even for Valentine's Day, are you not supposed to buy your baby mom flowers from the child?
His first child and her first child together.
Yeah, he's supposed to, I guess.
Right. So I guess he wouldn't be wrong. But or maybe he had an assistant that bought everybody the same flowers.
That's true, too.
You never know who did it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Toya Wright is relieved. Cops have finally gotten a suspect in custody for killing her two brothers, shooting and killing her two brothers. She said, "All we want is justice for my brothers. We thank everyone for their prayers and support." So Antoine Edwards is the person who was booked for second degree murder. Cops narrowed it down to him after getting some tips. And people were mentioning a man named Twan or Tweezy, saying that he was responsible.
I mean, that's a good thing if he did do the crime. I mean, she lost two brothers. I couldn't imagine losing
one
brother.
Tragic.
She lost two brothers that she grew up with and that she was very tight with and very close with. I mean, I'm glad they got his ass off the street.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, once again, it is a blizzard on the East Coast. I know if you're in the South or the West, you probably don't care, but it is nasty outside.
You should care if you have a flight, though. Just remember, if you have flights to catch, 6,000 flights have been canceled. And a lot of more delays as well. So just make sure you check before you go to the airport.
And they're begging people, stay off the roads. They're saying, stay off the roads. Let them clean the roads. They're saying, if you do catch a cab, they'll probably try to charge you double. So if you don't have to get out, don't go out.
Get out.
You should have got your smoke already. You should have got your edibles already. You should be got your alcohol already.
Well, we're out. We're
just
at work.
Well, I got edibles in the back if you want one. I sure do. I sure do. All right.
Envy, you don't handle edibles well. I just want to.
That's why I'm not going to take one until after the show.
I heard a story about you.
What?
I heard that you started crying on the plane.
What?
Is that true or false?
That's true.
I heard Envy took an edible and started crying on the plane.
That's true.
And then I heard he started asking for his manager, June, who wasn't even on the flight.
That is true. You know what happened? I'm just going to tell a story before we get in front page news. I was in Denver, right? And you know, in Denver, the altitude is a lot different. So when I took the edible, I thought I was having a heart attack, right? So when I looked over to the right of me, there was six really overweight people. And I just felt like that they were closing in on me and I couldn't breathe. And I thought I was having a heart attack and my chest was moving. And all I wanted was my manager, because I was like, he'll know what to do. Because I didn't want to tell anybody, because I felt I would find like...
So you asked for your manager and not your wife?
No, because he wasn't in. My wife wasn't in.
Neither was he.
I didn't know that. You know what? Who told you that story anyway?
A flight attendant.
Who told you that?
They said you started crying.
I teared. I didn't cry. There's a difference. Anyway.
That's the second time Envy cried on the plane.
Yeah, no. Who told you that story? I don't believe it. All right. Well, front page news when we come back. What are we talking about?
Wow, we're talking about Envy.
Shut up. What are we talking about?
No, we are going to talk about Trump Care.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, tell the people about this blizzard that hit the Northeast.
Well, this is going to be one of the most severe blizzards of the year. There's been blizzard warnings in eight parts of eight different states in the Northeast. That is from Philadelphia to Boston, could get 10 to 20 inches of snow. Parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine are under blizzard warnings. Nearly 6,000 flights that were scheduled for today were canceled.
Mm-hmm.
An additional almost 700 have been delayed. And nearly half of those cancellations were at three airports in the New York City metro area. Schools across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast Corridor were scheduled to close or have delayed openings today. And schools in New Hampshire and Massachusetts were impacted the most. So there's going to be heavy snow that will accumulate quickly. Like I said, 10 to 20 inches.
Well, this is the day where if you have a girlfriend or fiance or ladies, you have a boyfriend, this is where you try things sexually that you never would try. You don't have anywhere to go. You know, you could just enjoy
it. So in case you get injured.
If you get injured or if it's a little painful, you could just relax and wait. And this is also the day if you have kids, do fun things with your kids like you usually wouldn't have time to do because you have all the time in the world. Like go outside in the snow. Make snow angels. Have fun. Enjoy your snow day. Enjoy the day off. All right? Like, but these are the days you get a little alcohol in your system and try fun things sexually.
And, okay, well, we're at work, so I'll be in my hotel room by myself watching movies.
Well, you could try things sexually with yourself if you like. You got a finger. Wow. But anyway, let's talk about
Have you seen my nails?
Have you seen your nails? They're pointy. You might like it. I don't know. Let's talk about Donald Trump.
Stab myself with them. All right. Donald Trump, let's talk about the American Health Care Act, or as we're going to call it from now on, Trump Care.
I'm not.
So the Congressional Budget Office has reported that it's not going to be so great for a lot of Americans. Nearly 14 million Americans will lose health insurance coverage next year if that health care bill does become a law. And that number will grow to about 21 million in 2020 and 24 million by 2021. Now, Democrats are speaking about this and saying that it's going to actually cost more money for less coverage. Republicans are responding and saying that the reports are encouraging and that the Congressional Budget Office report exceeded their expectations. As for those 24 million people that will be uninsured by 2026, they're saying that's positive because it means the government won't be forcing people to buy something they don't want because it's not going to be mandatory to be insured. But the only problem with that, now you don't have no money to pay for things in case something goes wrong, and that's why we're insured, right? Just in case you have to go to the hospital because it's expensive.
Yeah, this whole Trump stuff just seems, it just continues to seem stupid and stupid and stupid. No experience. They just do stupid moves, make stupid decisions.
And they justify everything. For example, this whole wiretapping situation where Donald Trump alleged that former President Barack Obama did wiretap him. Okay, so right now his spokespeople are speaking. Here's what Kellyanne Conway has to say in general about wiretapping.
There was an article this week that talked about how you can surveil someone through their phones, through their certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras, etc. So we know that that is just a fact of modern life.
Okay.
So they have no evidence.
So there's microwaves that now turn into surveillance cameras.
That'd be dope.
Well, here's what else she had to say about the alleged wiretapping.
I was answering a question about surveillance techniques generally. I was reflecting what people saw in the news last week, which were several articles about how we can surveil each other generally. I'm not Inspector Gadget. I don't believe people are using the microwave to spy on the Trump campaign. However, I'm not in the job of having evidence. That's what investigations are for.
Okay. So,
So they don't have evidence, so they should retract and apologize to the former president, correct?
Right.
Barack Obama should sue his ass.
All right, and lastly, we have some audio we want to play. Now, earlier, we discussed DJ Envy high on a plane off of edibles. Now, we also have some audio, because I know you want to do edibles today. It's a snow day. It's bad outside. Here's what it sounds like when Envy was high in the studio.
Oh, now I remember. I'm doing a promo. That was a long time ago.
One more time.
Oh, now I remember. I'm doing a promo. That was a long time ago. Look, it's a snow
day. Wait, one more time.
It's a throw-off day. Oh, now I remember. I'm doing it. I know exactly what I said. I said, oh, yes, now I remember. I was smoking.
Wait, say it. You said what? Let me hear it again.
Now I remember. I'm doing it. Yeah, I said, I remember. I was smoking with Snoop. We was chilling at the crib. Me and Snoop was smoking. Willie Nelson stopped through. I gave him a high five, and that's what it was. That's what I said.
Envy's high right now.
I'm not.
Go outside and race a cab.
That's front page news. Now let's talk Russell Wilson. What did Russell Wilson do that pissed people off?
All right, well, there was this video that was going around, and apparently one of Ciara's best friends was sitting on Russell Wilson's lap. He invited her to his lap, okay? Here's what it sounded like.
It's International Women's Day today.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So it's International Women's Day. I'm sitting on my lap, Yoli. One of my best friends, Ciara's best friend.
What? So wait a minute.
So it's one of Ciara's best friends, and he had her come sit on his lap.
Was she white?
No.
Really? So Russell Wilson.
So what is it her having white have to do? What does her being white have to do with anything?
No, because.
Was she white?
No, the reason I asked that is I live in a Caucasian neighborhood, and sometimes when Caucasian people get drunk, they get real loosey, and it's okay. It's
white people like being called Caucasian? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I don't know.
Do they call each other Caucasian?
Well, like my wife has some white friends that
I'm Caucasian.
Get a little loosey-goosey when they drunk, but it's cool. It's okay. It's not disrespectful. I see it. They get loosey-goosey.
Black so they can sit on your lap?
No. I didn't say that they
can. You just
can.
Said it was cool.
I said that I can see it happening, but I could never invite another woman to sitting on my lap. So what is the question? 800-585-1051. Is it okay to invite your girl's best friend to your lap? Is that the question? Is that okay? Is that
would I be mad about that? You better not sit in my boyfriend's lap.
800-585-1051. Should Sierra be cool with that? Is that okay because we're all cool and you can sit on my lap?
Nobody should be sitting on my boyfriend's lap.
And then if they do sit on your lap, what happens if they feel a poke?
Except me.
Then that's 800-585-1051. Would you be upset if your best friend sat on your man's lap? And fellas, is it okay? Y'all all cool? Y'all just chilling? You're not really trying to do anything sexually. You just put her on your lap. Nah, I can't even.
Negative.
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, now remember, I'm doing a promo.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Russell Wilson. Now, he did something kind of strange. It would be strange in any relationship. What did he do, Yee?
Well, it was International Women's Day, and Sierra's best friend was there, and he had her come and sit on his lap.
Now, let me ask you, Yee.
No,
well,
he can't.
Actually have audio. Let's play the audio.
It's International Women's Day today.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, it's International Women's Day. I'm so happy, Oli. One of my best friends, Sierra's best friend.
Now, let me ask you, Yee, best friend, would you allow your best friend to sit on your boyfriend's lap?
Nope.
Not even a little bit?
No. Why would my best friend sit? Why would any of my friends sit on my boyfriend's lap?
Now, what about?
Why would he even want that to happen?
Now, what about if you're all in a car? Let's say it's a small car, and you know how it's the extra person, they got to sit on somebody's lap?
We have to call Lyft. Somebody's got to take a Lyft.
I'm with you. There's no way that's going to happen. There's no way my wife's going to allow it. There's no way I can even look at my wife and halfway experience it. No way. And
you
if
shouldn't
they
even
try
want
to sit
that.
On my lap.
Yuck. Icky. Get gross. Get away.
They're definitely going to get a two-piece. This definitely not. I can't even imagine.
Now, what if your wife's best friend was a stripper? You guys were in the strip club and your wife said, go throw some money at my friend. And then...
I mean, that's different. If she's working and my wife says, okay, you could throw money on her.
Does your wife mind when women in the strip club, like when they grind on you and stuff?
No,
So that's fine.
My wife actually pays for lap dances for me sometimes.
Okay.
She'll be like, yeah, get a lap dance. That's cool. That's what we
so
just
a stranger's fine, just not a friend.
Nah, but that's... I guess you're right. But that's a different experience. Like, we're at a strip club, we're having fun, she might throw some singles on the stripper, and I get a lap dance.
I don't mind my boyfriend throwing money either. I just don't really want even... anybody like touching him?
Yeah, but not no best friend. Let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and I want to answer y'all's question.
All right, imagine your best friend sitting on your boyfriend's lap.
I'm not imagining that because it's not going to happen.
You mad just thinking about it?
Yeah. No, that's not happening.
You trust her. You trust her, don't you?
We not best friends if you even doing it.
Well, you trust her, don't you? You trust him, don't you?
I mean, it ain't got nothing to do with the trust. Like, that's not even a good look. Like, why?
What about, let me ask you this. Would you leave your best friend in the house alone with your boyfriend?
Yeah, I've done it a few times. Quite a few times.
Okay,
really
so she does trust them. Just no physical contact.
I'm with you. Hello, who's this?
It's Kendra.
Hey, Kendra. Now, would you allow your best friend, or would it be okay if your best friend sat on your man's lap?
I have no problem with it.
Really?
Because I'm secure in my relationship.
But why would she have to sit on his lap?
Because he did the invite.
So you wouldn't be like, why are you asking my friend to sit on your lap?
No.
Nothing about that's weird to you?
It won't be weird because, once again, I'm secure in my relationship. It only become weird if I'm a jealous person and stuff like that. I'm secure with it because anything, if it's something with it, it go come to the light.
But what would be the point of him asking her to sit on his lap?
Hold on, Yee.
I'm just confused.
How much do you weigh, Ma?
I weigh 142.
You were wrong.
I was wrong. I thought maybe you were big. And
she's 4'7".
And you did. I was.
Oh,
you
my
get.
Goodness. I'm 4'7". 4'7". That's too short.
So you wouldn't mind if your best friend got a short skirt on and your man got on sweatpants and she just plumping her
I
ass
at
on
it this way. If when it came to it, it's something that they've done before. It's not something that's new. So for them to be that comfortable is something that happened before.
Okay.
This is nothing new.
All right.
All right. Right, your best friend must not be that attractive.
My wife ain't even sitting on my best friend's lap. Hell freaking no. Hello,
who's your best friend?
I ain't got none. Hello?
Hello.
Yo, what's
That's
up,
That's my best friend.
Yeah, my name's OG calling out of Fayetteville.
Hey, would you get your wife's best friend or your girl's best friend and put her on your lap, bro?
I mean, in a sense.
In a sense?
It depends on your lifestyle. It depends on your lifestyle. Like, me and my wife, we, you know.
Swing?
Yeah. Well, we don't swing, but, you know.
You guys have an open relationship.
But you know what? If you don't swing, what do you do? Threesomes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, that's a little different. You guys are doing that because it's a sexual thing.
Yeah, so, I mean, if I seen her in a club or whatever, it wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a real issue about it.
Okay, so you just proved our point.
Now, let me ask you a question. This is just a side question, right? You and your wife in bed, right? And she says she got a surprise for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The door opens up, and it's a dude. And she's like, threesome, what do you do?
Take his pants off.
I mean... Yeah.
Like, oh, I open the door. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Oh,
now that's fair. Now that's what I call equality.
Whoa.
No, we good.
Whoa.
What's your girl?
Oh, my goodness. 800. What are we talking about? What is that? Russell Wilson. 800-585-1051.
Now, Emmy, let me ask you a question. Right. Russell Wilson comes in the room.
What?
It's you and your wife. And he says, threesome, what do you do?
I run. 800-585. And I grab
he
my wife.
He can catch
with
you.
800-585-1051. What
tackle.
Do you
tackle.
What do you do, ladies, if your boyfriend invites your best friend and sit on his lap? Is that cool? Is that okay? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Russell Wilson. Explain to the people what happened with Russell Wilson and Ciara.
Russell Wilson invited Ciara's best friend to come and sit on his lap for International Women's Day.
For International Women's Day, it was a purpose? It was a cause?
Yeah, it was a cause.
Would that be okay? That's what we're asking for. In my relationship, my wife, hell freaking no. There's no way, no best friend, no friend.
Best friend.
Nobody is sitting on my lap. It's not going to happen. And I'm not going to allow it to happen because I don't want those problems, nor do I want that situation. Now, what about you, Yee?
Definitely not. Nobody better sit on my boyfriend's lap. And I know if that happened, he would probably look so awkward and wouldn't know what to do.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Sharon from Boston.
Hey, Sharon. Good morning.
What up, Sharon?
Good morning. So I don't think it's appropriate for, like, one of my homegirls to sit on my man's lap.
Not at all.
No. I mean, he's already funny and he's handsome, and I see the way women look at him. I mean, I expect them to, and I just don't think so. And then I had a cousin who used to always, like, when she got drunk, she would sit on his lap and she would, like, rub his head. He got a bald head. And she Right. And then it was like, I'm not trying to be petty or anything, but get your own.
Right.
I'm with you. Now, Mama, how's the weather out in Boston today?
So, it snowed a little last night. They said it's going to be really bad. I'm actually on my way to work. I work for the transit company, so...
Okay,
I'm
so you got to go to work. You like us.
Yeah.
So, give yourself a little extra time. Be careful out there on them roads, Mama.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Too.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Shantae.
Hey, Shantae. What would you do if your girlfriend, or your best friend, I should say, sat on your boyfriend's lap?
I'm going to just say now, even as a young black girl growing up, my mother said, you don't sit on anybody, any man's lap, unless it's your daddy or your grandpa.
Or so somebody you call daddy.
You call daddy, yeah, now that's different. But then Sierra's friend, let me find out, he asked me. I was like, Sierra, I don't know if you know, but Russell just asked me to sit on his lap. I don't know what y'all about to do about that, but that ain't cool.
Well, no, she plopped her ass right down.
But you know what? I'm not gonna lie. Their relationship is a little strange anyway. The way they treat Future's baby, like, they do a lot of crazy stuff in that relationship that I just be like, okay. Like,
well, he treats the baby like it's...
You would have been looking at me crazy that day, because I would have been like, nah.
Thank you, Mama.
Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Coco from Miami.
Hey, Coco.
What up, Coco?
Hey.
Now, what would you do if your best friend sat on your man's lap?
Listen, they both got me effed up, so they know not to try me. But if they ever try me, yeah, I might be going to jail. I don't play that.
You whip her ass in his ass.
What?
Who would you be more mad at?
Both of them. It's equal.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Ain't no science in that.
Now, Coco, you a stripper?
Am I what? You know what? No. You know why I got the name Coco? Because I like to wear heels, so they call me Coco, like Ice T wife.
Oh,
that Coco. Okay.
That Coco.
You probably got a big old booty too, huh?
I got a little booty with a little gut, so let's
a little booty with a little gut.
All right, you balanced.
You balanced?
Yes.
All right, that's why you walk so well, Coco. You balanced. All right, Coco.
Exactly.
Thank you for calling.
All right, y'all.
Now, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is don't sit in my man's lap, okay? That's it, period. There's no reason for it.
I'm with you. Well, I'm not. Don't sit on my lap, I should say.
Now yeah, what are you talking about, Envy? Are you high?
No, I'm not high.
Okay.
Not yet. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Soulja Boy. Why did he go in on his own mom? He called his mom a crackhead.
Really?
What could be the reasoning behind that?
And well, is she?
I don't know. I don't know his mom, but, I mean, that just seemed a little crazy.
It does.
All right.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club.
First things first.
Bad and bad and bougie. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne is not here, so we're going to open up the phone lines and allow you to do Donkey of the Day.
Uh-oh.
If there's somebody you want to give Donkey to, your baby mama, your baby daddy, your mama, your daddy, it doesn't matter who it is.
Now it's time for you to shine.
That's right. 800-585-1051. Somebody you really don't like, all right? So we need you to call, say their name, and say, I want to give so-and-so Donkey today because of this.
Or it could be a new story, just like Charlamagne does.
Right. Anything that any reason you want to give somebody Donkey today, call us up. We'll open up the phone lines for you. But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Soulja Boy.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Soulja Boy is not too happy with his family, in particular his mother and his brother. Now, they released a video, and they're saying that they are living in the hood while Soulja Boy is fake flossing. Check it out.
See, a lot of y'all think this a game. A lot of y'all laughing. Really listen to them lyrics I'm spitting. I'm really spitting these facts. If you know me, you know I'm a real dude. My mama right there. Mama, look. Where we at?
We at my house in the middle of the goddamn hood.
In the middle of the goddamn hood. Boy.
That's crazy.
All right, well, what lyrics is he talking about? Well, apparently his brother put out a diss song against Soulja Boy.
All on the ground, flexing like you the man. My mama's still on welfare, that shit I can't understand. This nigga is a fraud, that's exactly what I'm saying. This nigga had the nerve to hit me up, I wasn't playing. That house you got is rented, the cars you drive is too. You even rich or cool, Atlanta ain't flip up with you.
I mean, Soulja Boy will never prosper. If his mother still lives in the hood and his brother still lives in the hood and he's actually making money, and instead of getting his mom and dad, mom and brother out the hood, he'd rather buy a car.
Well, you want to hear what Soulja Boy responded on Twitter?
What?
He said, if you gave your mom $100,000 and she spent it in a week, you would be mad too. It's a long story. F people that don't appreciate you. I made my first million when I was 17 and took care of my whole family since then. So whoever talking ish can S-A-D. Nobody gonna use me. If you're not with me, you against me. Facts. F you, I don't need you. The only time my mother called me is for my money, and my little brother a broke bitch. I'ma slap him when I see him. F them. I'ma expose my mom and my brother. She's a crackhead, and he live with his dad. He not in the hood. They looking for a come up. F them. These days, if they don't got a story, they'll make one. If you didn't appreciate me when I was helping you, don't get mad when I stop. And don't make up lies like you the one that spent all your cash. Like you not the one that spent all your cash. I got a new mansion and millions in the bank. I don't gotta give money that I don't want to, especially if you blow $100,000 every week for years.
Yes, you do. If your mother still lives in the hood and her safety is in jeopardy, you should definitely take your mom out the hood. I don't care if she spends $100,000 a week. Don't give her $100,000. Buy her a crib, set her up in a home. You need to get your mom out the hood. And he says, yeah, 17 years. Yeah, your mom raised you for 17 years. She popped your little ass out that vagina. You should definitely take care of your mama.
But what happened if she really is on drugs and every time he gives her money, she spends it all?
And he needs to take care of his mama and not give her cash. Put her in a rehab. Like I said, buy her a home. Put her in that home. But you don't just leave your mom in the hood, especially with you talking all that trash to all these people out there, and your mom could be in harm's way.
Now, is this going to force him to help his mom, or is it going to make him say, you know what, F you?
But he just called his mom a crackhead, so I don't think he's going to help his mom.
Right. All right. Well, Chance the Rapper is talking about his new album, and he talks about actually selling albums. Now, do you know how many streams it takes to equal, to be equivalent to one album sold?
How many?
Here's what Chance the Rapper has to say.
I might actually sell this album. That's like a big step in itself. Kind of hate the fact that I can't chart, really. Like, I can chart, but like the way they have the stream set up is weak as fuck. It's unfair. I don't know if it's like 1,500 or 1,700 streams is the equivalent to one unit. And that's just, you know, that's unfair. Like, nobody listens to their song 1,700 times when they buy it. F*** out of here.
So, yeah, that's the equivalence. All right.
But it seems like a lot of artists are doing extremely well with the streaming.
Well, yeah, the streams does bump it up. And I will say this, a lot of people have, like, everybody has a streaming service now. And sometimes songs come on that you don't even request when you have, like, random playlists mm-hmm. playing. So, in a way, I don't know, how would you say how many streams is equivalent to one album sold?
And Chance is probably one of the biggest rappers out right now. How I looked at Jay-Z as a kid growing up, that's how my kids look at Chance the Rapper.
And he does a lot of really positive things mm-hmm. in addition to that. Now, he also had this to say about his new album.
I want to make something that's got a wider scope. I think whatever this album is, it wouldn't be so centered. Whatever my next thing is, it'll be, I think, just a little, like, a bit bigger. Like, maybe there'll be some type of visual component to it. Like, it'll be a movie, or it'll be a play, or like some type of tour. But something, I think, a little bit different than ASAP and 10 Day and Coloring Book.
All right. And we talked about how positive Chance has been. Well, yeah. Derrick Rose, who's also a Chicago native, praised Chance for all the changes that he's been making in Chicago, especially that donation of $1 million to Chicago Public Schools. Mm-hmm. He said, it's always great to hear, especially with someone that's in his position coming from Chicago and knowing what's going on internally and being someone that's willing to do something about it. It's always great to hear when somebody steps up and takes the challenge. I love everything that he's doing and the way that he's doing it.
Okay.
So, beautiful thing. And, you know, Derrick like Rose Chance. Has a park that he actually built in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So
it's a lot of good things. I really like Chance. I mean, my like I said, my daughter, that's the only concert that she really wants to go see. She wants to go see Chance. I'm not going to take her, though, but she wants to go see
Why
Chance.
Why won't you take her?
Because Chance is so big. He only does festivals, and I can't stand outside for 8 hours out in the grass waiting to see
not
Chance.
Not for your daughter who loves Chance the Rapper, Envy? Come on.
Nah, I'm sure.
Nah, you gotta take her.
You could watch it on Tidal.
And I'm sure you could get a little access, VIP access.
Maybe if we make that happen. But those festivals are hot. It's always 90 to 100 degrees. It's
Yo,
hot.
Yeah, have some fun. Live a little.
I wouldn't even want to go to a festival for myself. I forget taking her.
You're bad and bougie.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Donkey today is up next. Who you want to get that donkey to? We're going to allow you to get the donkey to somebody. 800.
Somebody.
Somebody. 800-585-1051. If you
play that Envy High audio again, because it's making me laugh all morning.
Oh, no, remember. I'm doing a promo.
I was high then, but that's what happens when you eat an edible. You shouldn't eat edibles. Anyway, 800-585-1051. If you want to give somebody donkey of the day, it doesn't matter who it is, your mama, your baby mama, your baby daddy, your daddy, whoever it may be, your boss, your coworker, whatever
your
it may
boss.
Be.
Boss.
Yeah, you might want to give them donkey of the day. 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hello, who's this?
It's Eric.
Who you want to give Donkey of the Day to, Eric?
Man, give it to the Trump administration, man. They're doing a lot.
They get that every day. They should get that, right?
Yeah, they need Donkey of the Year for the next 4 years. I don't know how long they make it.
I don't think they're going to make it that long. I keep praying that he gets impeached, man. Get him out of there.
Yeah, it's going to happen, as you see. He's falling apart.
All right, thank you, bro.
I don't think he even wants that job.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
What's up? What's your name, bro?
It's Cody, man. How you guys doing? You guys enjoying your weather today?
Hey, Tony. Yeah, we're loving it.
Yeah, so who you want to get Donkey of the Day to?
Nah, I ain't loving it. I used to work there. I don't love it at all. But I want to give Donkey the Day to myself, for real.
Okay, tell us why.
Because currently the job I work, I'm a vendor. I go order products, go and stock it, you know, in stores. So I sit there, drive to my first stop today, and I found out that I completely forgot to order all my stuff, sorry.
So you going all to the vending spots and don't have no supplies?
Yep, so now I have to drive to each store and explain why I have no supplies in right now.
Yeah, you a dumbass today, bro.
Wow. All right, pretty interesting.
Hey, nah, this was last week. I don't even remember what happened last week, for real.
What is going on with you at work? Are you taking edibles?
that's a different story for a different time, Angel Lee.
Yeah, he might be using something a little strong, but thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what up, man? It's G out of Charlotte. What's going on?
What's up, bro? Who you want to give Donkey today to?
Man, I got to get Donkey the Day to my Dallas Cowboys, man. I wish Charlamagne was in the building.
The season's over.
The bum-ass Cowboys. Get them bum-ass Cowboys, Donkey the Day.
Chill out. If Charlamagne was on there, he'd punch you for that.
No, he wouldn't. Get them Cowboys, Donkey the Day.
I saw somebody was pulling up somebody's shirt.
Listen, chill out. I want to give Donkey the Day to Dallas Cowboys, man, for signing Terrence Williams to another 4 years with his garbage body catching self, man. I could go out there and catch a ball over Terrence Williams, man. Get him out of here. Donkey the Day to Dallas Cowboys.
Are you guys going to make it to the Super Bowl next year?
No, definitely not going
to
make it.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not that type of Dallas fan. See, that's how we get a lot of hate. People like, we make it to the Super Bowl every year. I'm not that type of fan. I'm a realist, man. We can get our defense straight. We might have a chance to make it back to the playoffs. But
it's not going to happen. You can't pass out Giants. How many times did you lose to the Giants last year?
Give MB Donkey of the Day.
No. Cowboys get Donkey of the Day.
Hey, I appreciate the time, man. Y'all have a good one.
You know, I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
You don't even know two players on there.
Okay, that's my team.
That's your team. My goodness. When we come back, what are we talking about, Yee?
We're talking about how you caught somebody cheating. Now, Michelle Williams is going to be guest co-hosting on The Real this morning.
Who's Michelle Williams?
She's from Destiny's Child.
Oh, Destiny's Child, Michelle. Okay.
Oh, my God, Envy.
I forgot. Go ahead.
All right. Anyway, and she has a story about catching her ex cheating. He's pretty stupid. So I want to find out how you caught your ex cheating.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. How did you catch your boyfriend cheating on you?
Like everyone does. I went through his phone.
What'd you see?
I saw messages from a girl we actually work with. And yes.
So what happened at work? You still had to work with her after that?
Yes.
Oh, that's awful.
It's terrible, I know. But
did you leave him or did you still stay? Now, that's the real question.
No, I left. It's too much. A coworker at work. No, you didn't respect me.
Do you still speak to the coworker?
No, not really.
Do y'all still work together?
No, we don't work together anymore. Thank God.
Okay.
My
All
goodness.
Right.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. How did you catch your ex cheating on you, or how did you catch somebody?
Or maybe
cheating
you're
on
still
you?
With them.
Right. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has
Club. Well, Snoop Dogg recently did a music video for the song Lavender, and in that video, he is pointing a gun at a clown who is dressed like Donald Trump. If you haven't heard the song, here it is. All right, so clearly in this video, Snoop Dogg says that the shooting of Philando Castile is what inspired the video. He wanted to make a song that was not controversial but real, and real to the voice of the people who don't have a voice. Well, here is what Ice-T and Tretch had to say about the song and the video and Snoop Dogg shooting at a fake Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically him saying everybody's a clown, including Trump, which I think we all agree. The part where you point the gun at the president, that's against the law. You know, you gotta know that. You know, you can't kill the president, but I think he pushed the line. He had the edge going right there.
But it was a confetti gun. When he shoots everything else, anybody got shot, confetti came out.
Yeah.
It's autistic.
So it's not a real gun, it's a confetti gun.
But even though it's not the real Donald Trump,
it's not a real clown, Donald Trump.
It's a confetti gun, and it's art. I thought you can be artiste like that. Freedom of speech and all that other stuff.
All right, well, Senator Marco Rubio had an issue with that, and he actually likes Snoop, but he disagrees with that video, with that imagery. Here's what he said.
Snoop shouldn't have done that. I mean, you shouldn't. You know, we've had presidents assassinated before in this country, so anything like that is really something people should be very careful about, you know? The wrong person sees that and gets the wrong idea, and you can have a real problem. So, you know, I'm not sure what Snoop was thinking. He should think about that a little bit.
I mean, I thought that as an artist, you can, you know, take a stance as an artist. It wasn't real bullets. It was a clown.
It was a confetti gun.
I don't know. I don't think Snoop will get in trouble. Hopefully not.
Well, yeah, let's definitely hope not. All right, Ed Sheeran has got the biggest debut of 2017, the biggest chart debut.
Shout out to Ed Sheeran for coming through the Breakfast Club, too. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
What was his debut?
Third studio album, Divide, has the biggest debut of the year. It sold more than 451,000 copies in the first week at number one. He also beat his own record. He beat Multiply, which sold 209,000 in the first week. Now, globally, Divide has sold more than 4 million units, and the numbers are still coming in. So, congratulations.
Yeah, that's dope.
To our guy, Ed
Sheeran.
He's a
good guy, too. Real humble, real class act. I really like Ed Sheeran.
He got you guys drunk. I wasn't here because it was a day without a woman when you guys did the interview. Mm-hmm. I was really disappointed.
Yeah,
I thought about, like, I should just come.
You should have came for Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is, that just sounded weird. You should have came for Ed Sheeran. But anyway, just Ed Sheeran.
I know, Envy did.
Shut up. He's a good guy. I really like Ed Sheeran.
You didn't come for Ed Sheeran?
Shut up!
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Angel, we told you yesterday about him actually passing out during his live act. He was in a straight jacket and he was hanging and things went terribly wrong in Vegas. And he says that he did not do this on purpose. He was not trying to scare anybody. Here's what he said.
I don't have to do stunts to get people to come see my show. And I would never do something like that with not only my 3-year-old son, who's going through his own bout of leukemia, but my mother, who's 82 years old, was in the audience. And if you saw what they went through watching somebody that they loved have this horrific situation happen, you know it wasn't a stunt.
All right. So just so you guys know, he wasn't trying to make the news and make headlines.
No, they rushed him to the hospital. He really passed out.
Yeah, he really did.
He could've died.
He was okay. He checked out that same night, and the next day he was back at it.
I wonder why. What happened? If he couldn't get out in time, if the blood was rushing to his head, or, you know, what made him pass out like that? He's done it so many times.
But now I wonder if that makes you a little bit uneasy every time you do it after that.
Absolutely. Probably scared the ish out of you.
All right. Now, I saw DJ Envy was out. Now, who is this guy, Jason Norfleet, that you were hanging out with?
What are you talking about?
I saw a picture of you on Instagram.
That's not me. I seen it. There's a guy that does my pose and looks kind of like me, but that's not me.
He looks like you.
He does not look like me. He looks like nothing like me.
Why get it mad?
It don't look like me.
Who looks like you? You know, sometimes people say you have like a doppelganger, somebody that looks just like you. And we hear that about you. We hear that you look like Carlos Boozer.
And Young M.A.
We have heard that you look like
Young M.A. and Carlos Boozer.
You do look like Young M.A.
Young M.A. and Carlos Boozer.
And also Toni Braxton's ex-husband from Mint Condition.
Yeah, somebody say Those three.
Anybody else?
Nah, that's it.
I tell you, who else is DJ?
Nah, just those three.
All right. And once again, congratulations to Jordan Peele. The first time ever that he directed a movie. And Get Out is number one. It made over $100 million in 16 days. It only cost $4.5 million to make.
He's caking off. His next movie, woo, he's going to make some bread.
His next 10 movies, okay? He's good to go. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. All right, well, let's turn it up. Let me know what you want to hear, at DJ Envy.
Turn it up.
Follow me on the Instagram, get your request in, and whatever you want to hear, 800-585-1051.
Here we go.
I get it on for you right there, see? People's Choice Mix. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah.